All right, time to get on the phone and get into the Word from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center. It is Pastor Peter Dosick. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're doing well. How about you?
Oh, man, great.
All right, well, we always enjoy hearing what you have to say and what you have to share. So we leave it to you. Go ahead.
Okay, this week we're going to talk about the moral compass of America as well as the moral compass of the church. The church seems to be stuck in and digging itself into what we would call relevancy, and seems that we are redefining that which is right, that which is wrong, all based upon the relevance of our societies. But remember that God changes not. Societies change all the time. These societies change for the good and for the worse. And so today, this week, I want to talk about the moral compass of the church. The moral compass of the church has been lost. Whenever you lose the compass or the navigating system of whether it's an airplane, whether when we talk about compass, we usually think about a ship navigation in waters where the directions are not known. And so when we lose our moral compass, what we do is we lose the direction of God. And so there comes into play where it says that when every man's way is right in his own heart. In other words, when the compass is lost or the direction is lost, then what happens is man begins to establish his own way, which is dangerous because man left to himself simply is deceived and steeped in sin. And he will always come back to that major common denominator, which is the three pillars of the kingdom of darkness, which is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And so we're going to talk about the moral compass. We're going to find out what it is, because many people don't even understand what the moral compass of their life is supposed to be. So let's look in Genesis, and it's the 20th chapter. We're going to look in verse 11. Now, the backdrop of this is that Abraham is navigating his way through a land that he is being led by God to find that will become the land of Canaan, which will become the land of promise. And he goes into Gerar, and Gerar is a land that is dominated by a king called Amalek. Now, the king of Amalek in this story is seen, and he sees Sarah, Abraham's wife, and he thinks that it's Abraham's sister because Abraham tells him, she's my sister. So King Amalek's eyes fall upon her, and he desires to have her. And then in verse 11, we pick up why Abraham has deceived this king, why he is fearful of this other man taking his wife. And it says, and Abraham said, because I thought surely the fear of the Lord is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. Now, why did Abraham think that he had to deceive this king? Now, this king, unbeknownst to Abraham, did fear the Lord. But Abraham makes a statement. Now, the reason I had to try to deceive you was because I did not know the moral standard of this nation, the moral standard of the people or of the king, the moral standard or the guidelines of the society. And the reason that I doubted it, because I perceived that there was no fear of God in this place. The fear of the Lord is the compass of every believer. Now, when we talk about the fear of the Lord, people get all freaked out. Oh, God can't be feared because, you know, he is love and so forth. So we love God, and God loves us. And his great love for us has birthed redemption for us and has led us into the way of righteousness and warned us against the ways of unrighteousness. But then when it talks about the fear of the Lord, we are to fear. We are to fear him for his mightiness, for his majestic beauty, for his wonders, for his power. And we are to fear him and reverence, put him in a place of rule and superior over our own will, for the simple fact that in him do we live, move, and have our being. And every man shall stand before God in the days of judgment. Life ends, and man is responsible for what he does in that life. Another passage of scripture that we'll quickly look at before we wrap up today is found in Exodus. It is the 18th chapter, and it's found in verse 20, and Moses is appointing men. And it says, and thou shalt teach those men the ordinances and laws. Thou shalt show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all of the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth that have hate coveted, and place such over the people to rule thousands and to rule hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. See, man cannot be placed in the care of other people when there is no fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord simply means that, you know, we are not to fear him that can destroy the body, but we are to fear him that can destroy both body and soul and cast them into an eternal hell. Now, hell might be a fearful thing to you, but hell is a reality. And hell is a place that those that do not allow God to govern them by fear are going to end up. Because wherever the fear of the Lord is not, sin is going to abound. So we're going to be learning about the fear of the Lord this week, the moral compass of every believer. When you lose that fear, you will find people fornicating, you'll find people lying, cheating, deceiving, you'll find people twisting the word of God, you'll find people fulfilling their own will over God's will, you'll find people abusing other people, you'll find people creating lies, being liars, thieves, and so forth. The only thing that keeps man from becoming that and continuing in sin after they make a confession of Jesus Christ is because there is no fear of God in their life. And we'll be talking about the fear of the Lord this week.
All right. That is Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor, would you mind praying for us all?
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we need today, in the day that God's society pulls us one way and pulls us the other way, right seems wrong and that wrong seems right, that God, we are despised for our faith. God, seems that we have to change, that society will accept us. But God, our life is not an acceptance by society, but it is an acceptance by you. God, help us today to really be established, rooted in, motivated, and guided, and governed by the compass of the fear of the Lord of our hearts. Help the people today, God. Help us all to serve you with our whole heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor, tell us about your church.
Oh, Botkins, Ohio is a great place. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's in the place where everybody wants to come and be a part. It is a church that made up multiple generations where people are enthusiastic, people are seeking the Lord, people are finding God, being touched by God, discovering their plans, their purposes, and it's really just a family of faith where everybody has a place and everybody has a purpose. We just encourage people to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock, and no matter where you are, it's well worth the drive to experience the presence of God. Go to obm.org, and when you log in there, it'll take you through, and even I can navigate through it, so anybody can. So it will give you a lot of information, and we are a spirit-filled church. Just encourage people to go to our website and come and visit us.
And you'll find information on Danny Gokey coming to Only Believe. Well, Pastor Peter Dosick, we'll talk with you again tomorrow morning. Thank you.
All right. God bless. See you then, guys.